Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. You hear it all the time from me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. However it is you converse with us, I don't know. But however it is it happens, I really do, whether you believe it or not, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And remember, coming up after the break, you got any questions, you can hop in the chat room. You'll find that at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And Brad Dinkins is going to join us from PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. And I very much, and I mean this, I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. Because when you hear what's going on in today's, I was going to say world, I don't even know what to call this place anymore. But when you hear what's going on, and you start understanding what the plan is, you know, the Democrats were infamous, if you would, for fighting everything via the court system. That was their thing. You know what I'm saying? So we should be doing the same thing. For all intents and purposes, we should be doing the exact same thing. This is how we should fight them. This is how we should push back. Use the legal system to protect ourselves. Don't you think that makes sense? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, again, I want to say to you, head over to MyPillow. I know, I keep forgetting to do this. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has been beating his brains out for us. Yeah, you heard me, for us. He's doing what he can to bring the prices down on the product. But, you know, but I don't know what else you want from him, really, sincerely. If you use promo code Joe when you go over there, you know, slippers and whatever else is there that you might decide that you want. You use promo code Joe, you'll save between 30 and 70%. Just depends what it is you're buying. And if you really truly mean that you want to help companies, a product that's made here in America, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. Don't let anybody, you know, browbeat you into believing this is terrible. Because it's not. But buy from there. Use promo code Joe. There's so much sheets, pillowcases, pillows, and so on. And that way there you keep Americans working. You keep the money in this country. You take care of a guy like Mike, which is what you should be doing to begin with. Now, let's get back to the craziness. I mean, the craziness of the day. Seriously. We're back at it again. We're up on Halloween, or coming into Halloween season, or whatever you want to call it. And the Pennsylvania School District has decided it's canceling its annual Halloween parade. Right, because the elementary schools, because they're worried about safety, but not really. What they're really worried about is inclusivity. The Montgomery County School District has been holding these parades for more than 50 years without a problem, not a one. However, school administrators sent out letters to the families of all six of its elementary schools last week. They said, yeah, it's not going to happen. We have a big concern about security. Now, not an incident in 50 years. No emails saying that there was going to be trouble. Absolutely nothing. Right? It's just a thought. The spokesperson said, just the thought of having an entire school population of young children in a field surrounded by adults that we couldn't possibly screen was worrisome. By the way, when she was referring to adults, you know what she's referring to? Parents. Yeah. She's talking about the kids' parents. Now, the other issues were inclusivity. Our district prides itself on providing a sense of belonging to every student. We have numerous students who, for religious or cultural reasons, do not celebrate Halloween. Then they don't have to come. They don't have to be there. Many parents are upset over the decision. He said, they're great, they're fun. It's the anticipation. Everybody talks about the costumes that they're going to wear. One parent with the school district said, you know, my kids look forward to this for weeks in advance. A few parents said, it's just crossing the line. Where does it end? Are people going to be offended by pumpkins? We're going to take away the pumpkins or the jack-o'-lanterns or pumpkin carving? Ooh, what about candy? You know? We might be worried about some kid getting poisoned with, the peanut allergy stuff. So now we can't get candy anymore either. I just want to know where, nobody knows where this stops. And it isn't going to stop. They're just that nuts. It's never going to stop. When the children were in elementary school, the Halloween parades were always one of the highlights of the year. We never considered them dangerous or divisive. This is what the moms in the community as a whole are writing to the school district. And that's to knock off your wokeness and give our kids back what's rightfully theirs. This stuff is totally out of control the way they're handling all this. One mom said, we're nervous that this is a kind of like a gateway to what's next. Right? I mean, what are we going to do? Take away Valentine's Day? Christmas? Jump to your house. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Oh, it's always perfect. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I mean, seriously. The only way we win this is if you get informed. That's why I bring on people that have a clue. As I told you, I usually don't have a clue. That's why I bring on the people that are smarter than I am. You know, Brad Dacus is with Pacific Justice Institute. I always, always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air. And I always love it when Brad joins us. He's got a lot of good stories to tell. And you know what? He's got real information. Brad Dacus, how you doing?
Doing just great.
Are you doing great for real? I mean, you're in California now where they can't put your meat from the butcher counter into a separate plastic bag anymore.
Yeah, well, actually, I am in Florida right now.
Wow.
And I was just watching the preview of a new film that's going to be debuting called The Jesus Revolution. And I have to admit, I'm extremely impressed.
Why?
It's very well done. It's giving a real accurate portrayal of the beginning of the revival that took place in the United States and back in in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, and it's a really great story. So I'm not going to finish watching it. I'm now going to be on the program. So I have my priorities, but I am.
Yeah, I'm glad your priorities are in the right place. I'll just put it that way. You know, Jesus coming second, exactly where I want you to be. All right. So listen, I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about, but I want to start with the a recent case of yours where a federal court sided with the Catholic school. Their decision not to renew the guidance counselor who, and this is why I keep telling people, they get all upset about this. The guidance counselor was in a same-sex marriage, right?
Right.
Okay. And I keep telling people, when anybody signs up or interviews for these jobs, they sign a statement, depending on the organization you're with, that say you agree to these certain guidelines. And you don't get to lie to get the job and then wonder, you know, later on what happened. Do you know about this? Because I know you can't keep up with every case you guys have.
Yeah, it's a guidance counselor. I'm trying to retrieve this. So
I know the feeling. Don't feel bad.
Okay, thank you. I'm sitting here trying to retrieve it.
God. Well, they went down this. The thing with it was that the courts and the laws passed by the state legislature, local governments. You guys say pertaining to marriage, sexual orientation, gender identity, there's significant challenges to some religious institutions. Because, you know, if a state passes a law that says you can't discriminate based on, same-sex marriage, that kind of thing, yet a church, they would not be or should not be bound to allowing a same-sex couple work for them, should they?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And this is clearly unconstitutional. We've litigated an issue very similar to this in Iowa, actually DePere, Wisconsin, where they tried to put such restrictions on churches and what they did and those in the ministry, and we prevailed. We got it struck down as unconstitutional. Guidance counselors in this regard, like, for example, they can't be the institutions of faith are protected, and this is clearly a constitutional challenge.
Yeah, but are they really, though? Because we're seeing more and more different states, it also ends up at the always ends up at the federal level, but you see different states or what have you where you see rulings that go in favor of the same-sex marriage, of the couple or the incident or the issue that flies right in the face of Scripture. I know you're a real optimist when it comes to this current Supreme Court. I'm not as much as you are, and you think that this court in particular will protect religious rights.
Yeah, I do. I think this Supreme Court will. Already put a high priority of the free exercise of religion based on the First Amendment. We've seen that, and I think that we're going to see a great outcome in this case moving forward. And I think in the future, with the Supreme Court moving forward.
Yeah, I am just again, I'm just amazed. I look at this stuff, and I say, so does a church? Are we getting to the point where the church is going to going to be careful as to what they say, how they say, where they say it. And as far as when you think about, again, what they're up against. Now, maybe they don't have to hire a same-sex couple, but are they going to be forced to have a same-sex couple, to marry a same-sex couple?
Yeah, and they won't be able to do that. They'll try, but they won't be able to do it. At the end of the day, this is constitutionally protected rights of churches, and they will prevail.
Well, you know what? I hope you're I hope you're right. Seriously, you know, I just got to sit there and scratch my head and wonder what these people are thinking sometimes when it comes to this kind of stuff. Anyway, you know, the situation I talked to you about a while back, which was with the blue line flag in a local school district. The questions now are flowing all over the place. And one of the questions that you and I have talked about in the past about conversation in the classroom is that these kids are captive. They have to be there. That puts more onus on the teacher, or does it not, to watch what they say from a political, religious, whatever standpoint, does it not? Did I lose you?
Oh, hi there.
You're back. Go. All right. Did you catch the question?
Yes. All right, okay. Go ahead. Please repeat it again.
All right. So what I was asking was when you know, right now with that blue line flag issue that happened last week that I talked to you about, there's a lot of dust up now. And I'll tell you what, I'll deal with it on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Brad will be here with us when we return. Be right back.
Market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice on offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Chi Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The International Monetary Fund is cutting its global growth forecast for next year. The IMF predicting global growth will slow to 2.7% in 2023 and warns the worst is yet to come. The report cites Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the cost of living crisis among the factors that'll make it feel like a recession for millions worldwide. As the fall season progresses, certain viruses like the flu and COVID-19 are more active. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha is encouraging Americans to update their vaccinations as we get closer to the holidays.
What happens in the weeks and months ahead will have a large impact on how the winter goes. And really what happens in this winter is largely up to us as the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, we are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. The way we win is you get informed, okay, then you engage, and then we win. That's how it works. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, always there to help you fight for your rights, especially when it comes to your kids in education and in school. And before we get rolling here and I get talking and we don't say anything, we don't give people information, tell them what PJI is, what you do, and how they can help you.
You bet. The Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We're very unique in that we don't just cherry pick, you know, high profile cases, but we actually work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road, wherever the American flag is flying, anywhere in our mainland or even overseas. We do it all without charge. We have over 100 cases in active litigation as we speak, Joe, and we have offices in 20 states. We have 27 offices in 20 states. We have affiliate attorneys in all 50 states, ready to do our work. And, we have a lot of challenges taking place here, but we see a lot of victory. And I'm the optimist, but with the Supreme Court, I think I've got some good rational basis for it, at least for now.
Yeah, no, you are definitely, the eternal optimist. You know, that's what I love about you. And you make me giggle and smile sometimes, and most of the time you're right. But, alright, back to the flag thing. And the reason I'm on this is because what's brewing in more places than one, we've seen this happen all across the country. But I have parents that are asking me now, saying, well, wait a minute. If my child is not allowed to, you know, a flag that honors the police department and it's been taken by some to mean something totally different, what about when they're in the classroom and they're having to put up with any one of those political flags, BLM, gay pride flag, the Antifa, whatever, any of those flags that are not the American flag? And I've been told in some classrooms the American flag isn't there, but the other flags are. Why do kids be, how is it the kids are subjected to this and that's okay?
Yeah. There's not much case law on the as far as items in a classroom being offensive to students or not. That said, on the face of it, it seems it would be, a potentially very viable case in that you're compelling students who have to be there, as students, they can't just say, I'm not going to get an education. And of course, in the past, have recognized the fact that public schools are a compelled place to be, and that's one reason why they've limited, you know, what can be put on a wall with regards to faith or religion, for example. So that same compelled presence to listen to speech, a certain speech on a daily basis, not a temporary educational basis, but on a daily continual basis, in violation of their beliefs, of their convictions of the students, I think has the potential to be a good lawsuit. I may not have said that 5 years ago, but with this Supreme Court, Mr. Optimist comes out here, I think that there could be a good grounds. At the very least, students, I believe, would have a right to seek an accommodation for their faith or convictions, and to be placed in an alternative class and not be punished for it directly or indirectly by another teacher or students.
Yeah, and you have a situation, again, to your point. What if I'm a Christian teacher and I put up the Christian flag? How would people feel about that? You know that the complaint would be in the principal's office within the hour, wouldn't it?
Oh, right. Absolutely. And now, the other side says, well, that's a religious speech, and that's a violation of the Establishment Clause. The rainbow flag or BLM is just a political speech about, equal rights, and people should be forced to agree with it. It's not religious. But in reality, it's highly offensive to people who do have religious beliefs and religious convictions with regards to either A, showing favoritism towards one race over another, or the ideology behind the BLM that's very controversial, or B, to compel a student to be continually exposed to a flag that something is right, that they in their heart and their conscience and walk with God believe is wrong and harmful. So this is something that's not going to go away. It's something that's going to probably increase, and it definitely needs to be addressed. And I know I'm going to be addressing the issue strategically with my legal staff headquartered in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's the big thing right there is again, being strategic in how you approach these things, because you've taught me, and believe it or not, I do listen, you've taught me over the years that you really have to have a case put together, you have to have the right facts in place before you get in front of the Supreme Court, or really any higher court, because you really only get one shot at it. And I've noticed with the Supreme Court, since you and I've been together, they are very laser focused on what you're bringing in front of them, what you're asking them to rule on, and how you present your case, right? I mean, that's what it seems like,
right,
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I know we would need is for it to have a plaintiff to have standing, we have to have a valid plaintiff. That is someone who is directly impacted by it. That is a parent who has a child in a classroom where the rainbow flag is seen day in and day out, whether you like it or not, or the BLM. It's displayed continually. The student finds it offensive, has requested that it be taken down for them to have a fair and equal learning environment, and then to also show the extent to which the school did not accommodate that student, and those are some of the basics. So if there's a parent out there listening to this program and you've got a child in such a class in a public school where the rainbow flag is showing, the BLM or something else that's not just there for a temporary basis for educational purposes, but they're there for indoctrination purposes, and is offensive in violation of your religious beliefs and convictions, please do not hesitate to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. And they can do it simply by going to our website, pji.org. They can also get our Legal Insider updates that we give out every week. They can sign up to get that. Anyone can do that, pji.org. Or they can text 71-PJI to the number 71541.
Yeah, the texting is great. It makes life easy for a lot of people. Everybody's kind of like into that, making that the easier way to do it now. But, again, it comes back to so many people not really understanding their rights, not understanding. And this isn't a matter of, somebody saying, well, you won't let me have the blue line flag, then I'm going after your gay pride flag or whatever it is. That's not it at all. I keep telling people this is a matter of either it's freedom of speech for all or it's freedom of speech for none. And I find it interesting, and I've been doing some more research on this where other schools, other places have shut down that blue line flag. There's never been violence around it. There's only been threats of violence. And apparently, you've been telling me in some situations that all the school district has to do is, I won't say claim or prove or that there's a good possibility of violence, and they can shut down that kind of thing. Is that true?
Right. That is true. If there's violence or threats of violence, there's definitely compelling state interest to address those kinds of matters, and government has a responsibility to intervene in those kinds of matters.
Yeah, today those threats are so common, and there's so many of them. It's hard to sit back and decide, okay, do you move on this because A or three or four emails that came through, nasty emails came through? Do you? From my point of view, after watching all of this, it seems to be that there's a rhythm down now. If they want to shut you down, they simply talk about the possibility of violence. That's all they have to say. They don't even have to threaten it.
It's called the heckler's veto rule, which is where you have people silencing speech that's normally protected because they're screaming and yelling and threatening violence and harassment. Courts have said that no, heckler's veto is not a valid justification for silencing of individual speech, and it's very dangerous, very very dangerous to. Yep. To free speech, and it must be addressed accordingly.
Yeah, that I really would like to see us. You know, I was talking about it earlier. They have learned how to fight everything legally. We need to do the same. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. People, Local Far, a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you become informed. That's why I bring on guys like Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, full of information. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad, again, as usual, thanks for being with me. Always love it when you're on.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
All right, so we were talking during the break, so, you know, I know how you are with your optimistic viewpoint when it comes to elections and such, so let's just get this out of the way.
Okay,
give me what your thoughts are on the upcoming election. Will we take the House? Will we take the Senate? Will we have enough control to slow down Joey B?
Yeah, we will. I think we'll definitely take the Senate. The betting odds people out there are giving the, and I don't do the gambling on this because I'm a sore loser. I can't afford it to lose ever. So, but I look at it though, it's a good indicator of what people's expectations are based not on the present poll necessarily, it's out, but on how they see things moving trend wise. And the projection is it's about 81% to 18-19% likelihood that the Republicans are going to take the House. That's a very dramatic probability bet there. It's over 80%. That's fairly certain, at least according to the pollster, to those putting their money on the line, that's going to happen. The Senate is interesting, though. Republicans did have as much as a 60% probability of winning the Senate. Then it went down to about 32%. Now it's gone up to about 44%, and it looks like it's moving back up in probabilities. And I think the reason is because states like Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania all look viable, very significant possibilities that the Republicans could take it. All they need to do is win in Nevada, which they have a 2-to-1 odds of winning. The other states are odds are very strong that Republicans will take the states they need. So all they need to do is win one of those blue states, Arizona, Georgia, or Pennsylvania, just one of those for the Senate, and that tips them over the top at 51. I think it's going to happen. If people get out and they vote and they get their neighbors to vote and we watch the polls closely, and we at Pacific Justice have many people that we've rounded up to be poll watchers and poll workers. Nationwide, there's over 90,000 that have been been through churches that have been encouraged, and they're volunteering to be poll watchers. I think we'll have less of an issue of voter fraud. But once again, I'm the optimist. I admit. So.
Yeah, you know, I look at this stuff. Like I say, I don't know what polls to believe. As a matter of fact, at this point in my career, I don't believe any of them. You know, I look at the polls. I decide who made them, who brought the, who made the questions, who they actually went out to. I noticed that some of these polls in recent history, when I've been looking at them, they're the ones that seem to come in where the Democrats are doing really well are Democrat-heavy to begin with. You know what I'm saying? It's not a fair and equal poll right down the middle of Republicans, Democrats, and independents, for that matter. So it's kind of hard to take some of them very seriously, but that's just kind of my point of view. We also were talking about the Christian Afghan refugees. You've been very involved in that. Talk to me about it. First, tell people what it's about, and then talk to me about it.
Yeah, many people are aware that the United States brought many Muslim Afghan refugees to the United States. There weren't many, or very, very few, as far as Christian Afghan refugees that were brought to the United States. Instead, they fled. They're fearful of persecution, even more than anyone, as far as being killed by the incoming Taliban. But they were not rescued. But there were a good number, about 100, that fled and were to another Muslim country. They were in a concentration camp, kept there, were not allowed to leave. We were contacted by a Baptist mission organization trying to get them out to be able to come to the United States. These are Christian Afghan refugees. Unfortunately, the Biden administration was not cooperating, and we stepped in. Our attorney out of our Cincinnati office, who's a specialist in immigration law, stepped in, took it on, and I'm pleased to announce that they have been rescued. They have now been brought into the United States, where they will be setting up churches in these Muslim Afghan communities to reach out to those in those communities to share with them the hope and the love and their faith that brought them through a tremendous amount of turmoil there in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. Someday I will do a show around. It's so hard to find immigration lawyers that that aren't very leaning to one side of the issue. You know, I've had a few of them on over the years. I kind of threw my hands up because I couldn't get one on that would honestly speak to both sides of the issue. So we'll have to bring one of your guys on, and I'll have to do this one of these days, because it does drive me nuts. There's no reason for it. I just want, you know, what does the law say? How do they come in? How do you help them? Like, we've got, you've got millions I've had this discussion with pastors. You have millions of illegals going to these churches. And I said to them, instead of helping them hide, instead of encouraging them to live the way they're living, why don't you get some attorneys together and help them be here legally? You know, do the paperwork. Do what they have to do. And everybody's afraid of doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's very frustrating, and there are so many coming across the border illegally who are bringing in lethal drugs that killed over 100,000, over 100,000 Americans by the fentanyl brought in across from the border from those coming in illegally. That's how many were killed last year. So alone. So yeah, immigration needs to be dealt with responsibly. Too many Americans are being killed. And just, you know, that alone, much less homicides and other crimes that are coming pouring across our border. We're the only country, I think, in the world that allows people just to come across their border, without any kind of vetting or security, and then just set free to do whatever they wish to Americans. It's something I think that's going to be addressed and reflected in this next election. And I think it's one of the main issues that's going to be driving a lot of people in how they vote.
Yeah, it's funny how the Democrats would have you believe, or people on the far left would have you believe, that the number one issue is abortion, and it's not. It shows up ninth on the polls, at least the ones that I've seen.
And it's falling, just like I was expecting, and I think I've talked about this once before. As we get closer to the election, abortion is going to fall and fall and fall, because as more time goes by, the more people realize, wait a minute, Roe versus Wade being overturned didn't make abortion across the nation illegally. It just brought it back to the states, and those states that are the most liberal, most pro-abortion, they still are allowing it. In fact, they're making it even easier to kill a preborn baby.
California, right? Just pick up the phone, call the state house. They'll get you a ticket, a place to stay. They'll pay for your abortion, wait for you to recoup, give you some money to live on, and then send you back where you came from.
Yeah, exactly. So it's people are realizing, who are on the pro-abortion side, that, oh, wait a minute, it's not quite so dire after all. In fact, states are becoming even more pro-abortion, while other states are becoming more protecting of the preborn. And even those states are very reasonable. At a heartbeat, it's at 15 weeks. They get exceptions for the mother's life in danger or rape or incest.
You heard Stacey Abrams. The heartbeat is a fallacy. It's not real. It's manufactured by the machine. So you believe that there's a baby in there. And gestation times are also a fallacy, she stated the other day. That, again, they were a way for men, to dictate whether you could have an abortion or not. That the times are almost impossible to find out. She said it. I didn't.
Yeah, maybe someone from the 1800s might say something like that. But someone who knows science and is aware of modern medicine that's a statement either. I like to say of ignorance on her part. Unfortunately, based on her track record, it's probably not ignorance. It's probably an issue of character. But we'll leave that to the voters.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping, I'm really hoping that the voters, God please, that they're paying attention and they don't vote somebody like her in, because it would be a nightmare for Georgia, and it would take them forever to turn that back around. You know?
Yes.
Really, seriously. All right. We're coming up on the end. Tell people again where to find you. Where to find PJI and how they can help.
Yeah, if they'd like to support our work, or they need our assistance, or like to get our newsletter, just go to pji.org. That's pji.org.
Okay, Brad Dinkins, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. People, Dan Pilla comes up, the tax man, in the next hour. Got to tell you how to make sure you don't get in trouble with the IRS. We'll be back in a few minutes.